I'm going to go over this example because you might want to do some mouse programming. And I actually, though, want to tell you that I think this is part of the Java classes which is significantly expanded in the next version of the Java Development Kit. So here you have to sort of program mouse dragging yourself. And in JDK 1.1, which is out but is still so buggy that we didn't want to use it for the class, there is actually a more sort of a high-level, more abstract version of doing mouse dragging. So this will get easier, I think, in the future, but for now I feel like I kind of have to tell you this way to do it because that's the only way that really works for now. So this is the code for this thing. It does have double buffering, so this variable called img is the image that's going to be have the graphics context for the double buffering. There are three objects. I have my object array the way I did before. It's going to have the, in this case, it's going to have the square, the circle, and the triangle. Then I have four variables that I introduce into this class, which are essentially going to hold the state of what's happening with the mouse. And the first variable, well, let me talk about hit first. Hit is going to be minus one if the user is not holding the mouse over any object. It's going to have the number of the object in the array if the user moves the mouse over an object. Current will be the number of the object if you're dragging it. And X offset and Y offset are going to be the relative position of the mouse with respect to the upper left-hand corner of the object while you're dragging. And let me show you why you want to do that. Because you, when the user is going to drag this object, they can put the mouse down anywhere. And so you need to remember how far away from the upper left-hand corner it is. So when you move the mouse a little bit, you know, I never know how to explain this, how to make the object move smoothly. You have to know where to put the upper left-hand corner of the object as you're dragging it around. Because the user could click anywhere. Okay? And what you get reported from the event is where the mouse is, not where the object is. So as the user clicks there, then you record how far away it is from the upper left-hand corner so that you know when you're dragging around to new mouse location where the new upper left-hand corner location is going to be.